Prevention Week, and sometimes that catches people off guard because they think about all the fires that they see out west in July and August, but in Michigan, our biggest fire problem is in the spring when all the dead leaves and the grass and stuff is brown. It ignites really easily and spreads quite rapidly, so we want everybody to be aware of those kinds of conditions.
The other thing, too, I know is that when it comes to this time of year, people are starting to think about going out to camp, starting to go out outside, get outside, especially when the weather's nice. And that does increase the risk, especially if you've still got sort of that the dry stuff left after the snow clears.
There's a lot of outdoor activities that are coming up here in the latter part of April. Trout season opens up, turkey season opens up, a lot of people get out and camp. And a lot of people just get out and clean their yards up. So all of those things have potential for starting fires. The yard cleanup thing, burn permits are an important part of that. Anytime you're burning debris, a burn permit is required. And people can check online at michigan.gov/burn permit to see if permits are being issued on that particular day, and those updates are made on a daily basis depending on what the fire conditions are. And of course, last week things were so dry that permits weren't being issued, but before anybody lights any kind of debris, make sure and check that website.
This time of year in particular, this year, it looks like you've got more fires that you're dealing with the DNR than what's been the last couple of years. Isn't that the case?
You're absolutely right. You know, the way the winter broke so early and the snow was leaving so early, that fire season has become a lot longer. So what we're dealing with this year, we haven't had since some of the more drought-type years that we had in about 2007. So we've had quite a number of fires, and actually the fires are getting pretty large, and they are, you're right, coming a lot earlier. And over the past weekend, before we got the rain, there was a number of fires, and all the common causes, like you said, you know, the abandoned campfires, the people who were burning debris when they shouldn't have been burning debris, and we just want everybody to be cautious and take all those steps anytime they are doing any burning out there, and that includes making sure that you have water available and put that fire out before you leave. Make sure you have the proper tools with you, you know, to put out any ember that jumps out of that fire, you know, when it lands in the dead grass and starts to spread a little bit. You can, you know, stomp that kind of a thing out as long as you're standing there, but if there's nobody there, that fire is going to spread and get big. We had a number of fires already where people have campfires, and when they think they're going to come back and use that campfire again, especially when they're camping, you know, they maybe cooked their lunch or something, and they think, well, I'm going to want that later, and they don't put that fire out, then they leave, and a gust of wind comes up and it blows that campfire out and gets out of control, and you know, they may come back and their campsite's burned over.
We're speaking with Paul Kohlmeyer. He's a fire prevention specialist with the DNR. And Paul, you know, you talk about it being Fire Prevention Week and an awareness push that you're letting folks know that, in particular at this time of year, with everything going on outside, you want to make sure that people use common sense. But that is really ultimately what it comes down to, is being prepared and using common sense with fire.
It is. Most fires in Michigan are preventable. Over 9 out of 10 fires are preventable because they're human-caused fires, and just that little bit of caution that a person can take can prevent that fire spreading out of control. And again, you know, anytime that you have a fire, if you think about it, you're taking a risk. You're taking responsibility to take care of that fire and make sure it doesn't escape. And if it does escape, there's actually ramifications. You can be charged the suppression costs for that fire. You can get a citation for allowing the fire to escape. So, you know, it's not just you shouldn't take on that lax attitude that, you know, well, it's just a fire and I know what I'm doing and I can leave this and come back to it. It's like you need to take all those precautions and clear debris away and make sure you burn on a safe day and make sure you always stay with that fire, because if you don't, like I said, there's some things that can happen that aren't going to be very pleasant.
Well, Paul, if people want to find out more, what's a good website or address to check out?
Well, again, the michigan.gov/burn permit has not only has the information for the burn permits, but it also has other information about how you can burn safely and how to build a safe campfire, and it can give you the updates on the fire situation across the nation, links to Smokey Bear page, so if they were to go there, that would get them to all the information they would ever want.